Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, and it is Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. It's an important day because this is the week of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. I'm here at the home office of Enlight Connection, where we do Spirit Connection. I normally live in Los Angeles with my wife, Linda, but this is our home office in Santa Maria. It's a powerful time that's going on right now. So Lord, we pray, despite the shaky camera, the bad lighting, that the power of the Lord is here. And this is a strategic time, and that you gave me this prophetic word to release at the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and also our 21st birthday in Light Connection. So I pray that there would be an anointing. I have some powerful, powerful instructions, and everything's going to start to flow in a greater way in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, no matter when you listen to this, as you know, the Lord's outside of time. In fact, He created time. So He spoke to me that there's a fresh infusion right now of strength and encouragement. And Psalm 92:10, your anointing has made me strong and mighty. And you've empowered my life for triumph by pouring fresh oil over me. Well, that's a powerful one. Psalm 92:10 in the Passion Translation. Lord, we pray for your strength, that you would pour that fresh oil over us right now. We pray that you would give us a laser vision. The Lord is moving right now, and He's beginning to bring a greater anointing. Now, that's a power. There's gifts flowing is going to bring strength to you, as well as the outpouring of refreshment. And I keep hearing these words, outpouring, 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 because it's going to happen personally. You know, that's where it starts. And you know, put your own oxygen mask on first. Then it begins to move out at a greater level. So what was intended for evil, the Lord's going to use for good. I know we've had some setbacks and, you know, actually, things have gone, in some cases, have gone haywire. But the Lord said, watch, I'm going to do some changes, especially right now. The Jewish New Year is important. You know, and we have as well next week is Yom Kippur. And, you know, the Lord, He's no longer on the law of Moses, but He still speaks on the Jewish calendar these seasons right now. So, you know, I heard the Lord say that you're not ahead. You're not behind. You're right on time, even though it may seem like there's some delays. My wife, Linda, just had a dream that there was delays, and I've been seeing delays. But the Lord says, you know what? I'm doing this to align you. So watch for this. Watch for signs. Watch for confirmations and songs as the Lord begins. You know, He'll put something on the, you know, a worship song or even on the radio. He'll do something. Right now is a time to get the signs and the confirmation. The Lord is going to do something powerful right now. Though it might look temporarily discouraging, your situation, I heard the Lord say to me, He goes, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So, you know, what I've been going through the, you know, felt like things at the limit with me. He just said, you know what? Just call in the glory, you know? I'm at my wit's end at sometimes. That's actually biblical. But I am not giving up in any way. So watch for literal signs, prophetic meaning, as well as songs, and the Lord begin to speak to you. Now, it's important to trust the Lord no matter what it looks like. Psalm 31:5, into your hands I commit my spirit, and you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Now, the God of truth is so, so important. And into the Lord's hands, commit your way right now. It's time for us to step up and step out of the boat. In some cases, sleep in the boat. Whatever you have to do to get through these next few weeks and months as we transition, ask the Lord to speak to you through the spirit of truth. Now, as a prophet, I operate this all the time. It's biblical. And here's some Bible verses that you could use, that I use all the time. These are very powerful. John 16:13, 1 Corinthians 2:10, Daniel 2:22, and Isaiah 11:2. But I just put them all together as one, as a prayer. You know, they do that in the Bible and in the New Testament. They do that. They'll bring some different verses together. Lord, right now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears. He will tell you what is yet to come. These are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit that searches all things, even the deep things of God. He reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. So I invite right now the seven spirits of the Lord. This is Isaiah 11:2. The seven spirits of the Lord to speak. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. We step in right now. We ask the Spirit of truth to speak to us, especially for downloads. Yeah, downloads and strategies, whatever you need. But here's the key to step into this. I heard the Lord say, it's going to take some stepping in, like a two-step, like dancing. Psalm 30:11-12. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing, and you have taken away my clothes of mourning, and you clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises and not be silent. Oh, God, I give thanks to you. So joy, dancing, music. You might need to take it by force. I'm doing that right now. Man, maybe the storm will come over me, or, you know, something will hit. I'll just get some music on right away. I'll just flip that spiritual atmosphere around, take it by force. And then as you get up and dance or take a walk, laugh. The Lord had me laughing even on the way here to record this. He had me laughing. I was remembering some things. I just started laughing out of the blue. My wife says, what are you laughing about? And other times she looks at me. I go, I'm just getting the joy right now, even though it might not feel like it. So, you know, when you're down or you need a break, just do something that's different. Worship music. Jump up. Jump for joy. Do some dancing. Get up and or get a podcast or some podcasts that really can help you, or some songs on a playlist that you could put on. So changing the spiritual atmosphere into peace is very important. I saw the attack over people right now. In fact, I saw literally the word atmos. Fear, atmos, F-E-A-R, was written over, it was like I saw a cloud over some, over, you know, certain houses, the room. I went into a room, I saw atmosphere. Oh my goodness, I'm going to break this. And how to break that is what I just said. Shift the atmosphere. Also, stay at peace. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious of anything. But with everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. I tell you, Philippians 4:6-7 has been one of my guiding verses right now, because I get in there and I keep saying, the Lord keeps saying, don't, you know, walk at peace, walk at the speed of peace here, whatever it takes. And then he does some things. He says, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Sometimes the Lord shifted over things and I don't quite understand it, but I trust him and I watch as he will indeed move. So the enemy of your soul wants to get you out of the place of peace, but the Lord wants to bring you. So he wants to bring, the enemy wants to bring you fear, anxiety, and stress, panic even. But you could actually enter God's peace. Yes. Don't freak out. Don't break down. Step forward. The key is worshiping the Lord, praying, being grateful, and connecting with others the best you can. So there's a prayer of freedom, of spiritual alignment I'm going to give you, because this is my Rosh Hashanah prayer here. I tell the Lord this quite often. I talk to people about this, and you know, I try to get things aligned. So let's ask the Lord for a plan from heaven for your life and whatever you need to get set free, if it's finances, relationships. So Lord, show us what the enemy does not want us to see. Lord, show us what you want us to see. Lord, we ask that you would speak through the Bible, through dreams and visions, through the Holy Spirit. And we ask that we'd be able to hear your voice. And we ask that you would open the heavens right now. Colossians 3:2, the Apostle Paul said, set your mind on things above, for the Lord is aligning you right now with your perfect peace in this season. Again, Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above. Let the Lord then align things for you in this season. We've got to break off the chains to the past season, which in some cases, some things I'm talking about here, and we're in a time change right now. So, you know, the season's changing. So we want to reset our spiritual clocks. Lord, we want to get into the Lord's time, Kairos time. We want to break off every other time and timing and bring us into this time. And the key is joy. Yep. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries the bones. So when you lose your joy, yeah, but if you get a broken heart, then, you know, you get under stress. Your body can actually start to react to that. I was sick for the longest time because I was out of alignment. I just needed to align back with the love. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself and step into that. If you do that love alignment or get back into it, your body can actually start to change. Your immune system can really, it's the secret to healing. I'm going to have more on that later. But right there, that's enough to help you get set for this next season, a season of repayment. We're entering in Joel 2:25. The Lord says, I will repay you for the years the locust has eaten. This is a time that God's releasing new opportunities. You know, it might be ideas, might be checks in the mail, might be a strategy on how to get checks in the mail, might be how to get advancements or whatever. Right now is a time to align and hear the Lord, especially at Rosh Hashanah. This is the Jewish New Year. And it's over the next few weeks, especially. Oh my goodness. We're going to see a shift happening. Many people, churches, businesses are needing to enter a time to reap because some of us have sown so much. In Light Connection, we've sown and sown. Linda and I'm going to tell you in a minute about how much we've sown in and how to flip things around. And how we were able to do that. So the Lord is releasing repayment for your pain and suffering. I got a prophetic word recently. The Lord told me, actually it was Cindy Jacobs, she told me that I haven't gone through double trouble, but he's going to give me a double blessing for my double trouble. I don't know about you, but okay. A big part of getting ready for a visitation or a change of season is getting your body, soul, and spirit into alignment. And that, again, is the three loves. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we are body, soul, and spirit. And we need to do something like sing, clap your hands, get your mind away from the things of the past, you know. Redirect them to the Lord right now. So, Lord, I pray that I activate this powerful, this word of celebration. This is a key to celebration. During Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur right now, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, it's one of the more celebratory times. They celebrate right now. So we want to celebrate with what you're doing in Jesus' name. Well, you know, you can celebrate with us. Linda and I, we are actually celebrating in Light Connection our ministry's 21st anniversary. Wow, we're 21. We're finally an adult. Can't believe that we started, gosh, way back in 2001, our original ministry was You've Got Mail. We really felt the vision to fulfill some prophetic words of the late prophet Bob Jones and some others. Then we shifted the name because people thought we were AOL or something, AOL. But we shifted the name to Inline Connection in 2003, but same ministry. And we've been doing the stuff, training people particularly. Listen, for the last 7 years, we've been on an assignment to see behind the scenes of Hollywood and the government and the seven mountains. And we basically sold everything. I want to tell you, I bless my wife for going along when I hear the Lord, because we sold our house in Santa Maria in 2013. If we'd held on to it, we'd have made more money. But we sold it all into the kingdom one more time. And we are 63. I'm 63. My wife's 64. I just got a word that to re-fire and not retire. And we want to be wise, but we have sown it all for what I've been doing this last 7 years. I tell you, it's like a manual. It's a book or several books and a screenplay, what I saw. But many of my daily prophetic words, my monthly words, and my online trainings actually come out of those battles that I had here. But they were redeemed, of course. In the last 7 years, we actually, personally, Linda and I, we did some things, you know, when we sold our house, we've actually paid, it sounds crazy, but where we live is extremely expensive. And the Lord kept telling me, I'm not going to really move till you move to this place I keep telling you about, West LA. It was extremely expensive. Not like we have a mansion on a hill or anything, but we do live on a hill. And so we've been paying rent, over $500,000 in rent alone. And others, I just commend others who have stayed around in our church that we go to there. But 7 years ago, listen, when I went into this, I knew that this was an assignment and that I needed some time really to get aligned, to get some personal healing. So I went to our board, got permission 7 years ago, and said, I need to raise, Midnight Connection needs to raise $15,000 7 years ago. And so we put the word out there. And you know what? Many of you stepped up, and we didn't get 15,000. We got 115,000 that came in with the offers. Thank you so much for the LA project, helping us with the healing time. And it allowed me to get healing. It allowed us to move into the house. It allowed us to move from the, actually, during that time, I was shifting from moving live, doing live events to the internet. So a lot of that was centered around this. But we really need to move right now. The Lord's calling us to move once again. So we're putting it out there again. Would you do this? Would you consider blessing Inline Connection? If we've helped you in any way, if we've blessed you in any way with my daily prophetic words or, you know, my monthly, we're not going away or anything, but I'm just saying that it's time for us to get one of those blessings again. Lynn and I, we haven't had many vacations. We need a vacation right now. We need to move out of the house where we live. We need to do some things with family as well, get some healing. I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be doing the daily prophetic and everything, but we do need to pull back. So we're asking once again, and during the Inline Connection birthday or anniversary of 21 years, and during this time of Rosh Hashanah, we're asking, would you consider donating to us right now? We need some help. We do. We need to make some shifts in what we do. We need to get some personal healing, take some time off, and do some moving around. Go to DougAddison.com/celebrate. And there's also a video there where I talk more about the 21 years, you know, behind the scenes with Bob Jones, John Paul Jackson, Stacey Campbell, and also Patricia Gig, and Larry Randolph was huge in ours. But anyway, would you consider giving, especially during this time of Rosh Hashanah? And God's going to bless you richly. Go to DougAddison.com/celebrate. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.